And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 864, part 2, 18 goddamn years of Jim and Them. We are officially legal. And speaking of that sweet, sweet legal ass, I am here with Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Oh, somebody call the doctor because my gut biome's all fucked up. Oh, my God. No soda's going to fix this. I don't care how much apple cider vinegar is in your fake soda. My gut biome's fucked. I'm getting fat. Me and my girl the other day were having Squishionary, and
Jesus.
Yeah, I was doing reverse cow. I'm so fat.
Wait, you were you were the reverse cow?
I was the reverse cow, yeah. I looked down, I was giving her the bins. But that's a seminal album from Radiohead right now. I feel like Tom York over here. Tom Yorke, what about that? And he's a dog that's like...
Fucking layers on layers.
I don't know.
Are you done? I was going to let you
just
keep going.
More of the bits.
Thank you so much. You can't have 18 years of Jim and Them without Jim Scam Poli.
Yo, thank you so much for that fine intro. Welcome back, everybody. We are in the midst of a streamathon, baby. I think we're good through about 7 p.m. right now. So we're going at least over 24 hours, which you love to see.
Jesus Christ!
I forget. I mean, I know we're doing shout outs. I forget where we left off. I know we said Kit or KIT. Joe Sultan.
I think you ended with a fourth Shelby.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, Shelby. So then we had John coming through. Then Christopher.
Juke Richards.
Christopher, Lindsay, Neil, Mark, and Rispo again.
I love that sometimes it's like Powderface 613,
yes, yeah, right?
Boogmo, Jim, Phil, Mark.
Boof, jig, juke,
boof, upside juke. Down ninja.
So yeah, the Diddy trial has been hot and heavy this week. Apparently, I don't
were
know.
Were those
a lot
images
about...
real? I saw a bunch of images where he looked like old and gray, but I couldn't tell if they were AI images or not. It's getting hard enough to, like, when it's a static image, it's hard to tell sometimes.
No, I agree. Yeah, they get you. I'll double check. Okay. But let me see.
Because like I saw a shot that looked like him in the courtroom sitting at the desk, like looking kind of like not feeling great and having a lot of gray in his hair. And it looks like it could be real.
Well, I know the main thing first is that, wait, hold on. I think Farfig Nugent has something to say here.
Oh, good.
Farfig?
Been waiting all night.
Maybe. Oh, no, shit. I got him paused. Actually, you know what? I should catch up with these. Yeah. Hold on. I had him paused. I forgot.
Haim did do music.
What?
Okay. Haim did do music. Oh. Thank you, Nancy Spungen.
Dieterba or tip $10.
Thank you, Dieterba.
Obama. Thanks, filth pigs. Soldier up. Love it. Always a fun. Robert Bryant.
Thank you, Robster Broy.
Guys, do you think Nepo Baby Bodyguard will vouch for you in the inevitable and imminent friendship hug?
Farfik Nugent, I do. I mean, if I don't think he'll. I don't think he would, like, unsolicited be like, hey, you should hang out with those guys.
Yeah.
But if something, some turn of events happened where Corey, on his own choice, was asking someone advice on, like, hey, should I talk to them? He'd be like, yeah, I kind of talked to them. They're cool.
Yeah, I think,
he'd vouch for us.
Like, I hung out with them. Like, they seem like normal guys.
He wouldn't just go and be like, those guys are great, like, or anything like that.
I think he would.
he's like,
I think he already has.
I think he's too a consummate professional to mix personal with business.
I think he clocks out and then goes like, those fucking guys are chill.
You're going to see him in the background of him and his ghoulish wife. He's wearing a 10 beers gym.
Yeah. The first thing, though, I'll check on those pictures because I saw an artist rendition, but I couldn't tell. I know they make fake ones of those where he was all like white haired and disheveled looking. But first, it's just that people are all horned up because I don't know the specifics. I don't know the specifics on this case because I know, like, online it's all sex trafficking and pedo stuff, but I don't know if that's specifically what the case is. I know it's something to do with Cassie and the abuse potentially. So actually, before that, there was a reporter just setting up outside the courthouse. And a crazy vagrant started yelling at her.
Wait, in New York City?
I don't know if this is New York or LA. It must be New York, right?
I feel bad that guy was sitting up for us.
White boy. This is how. Shut the fuck up, bitch. This is the fucking thing. I said, shut the fuck up, bitch.
He might not even be protecting her.
I was going to say, he might not even be homeless. Maybe he's just a cool guy.
I think he's just like a guy who lives there.
Well, it is. People are like half-ass kind of protecting. Like, hey, come on.
Chill.
Like, you're gonna reason with the guy that just runs up with his shirt off yelling, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Can I offer an interesting take?
I'll allow it.
Is it her fault for looking like a snack?
A snack with two C's or a CK?
An X.
Oh, snacks.
Yeah.
Snacks multiple?
Yeah.
If it is a homeless guy, I should see. He could be.
Doesn't look like a homeless guy.
I would give him more defense because it's like you're on his turf. Like, hey, what the fuck? This is where I live, and all of a sudden everyone wants to show up with their media frenzy. I'm trying to fucking sleep.
Maybe that's what's happening.
He's setting up all this hullabaloo in my bedroom.
Bitch! I said shut the fuck up, bitch! I said I called you a bitch! I called you a bitch! I called you a bitch! When a grown man speaks, you shut the fuck up, bitch! You fucking homo! Shut the fuck up!
He's calling a guy Jesus. Homo.
I want to see Boom Mike guy like do some fucking cool Jedi shit with that Boom Mike.
She really should get away from this guy.
Yeah, she's feeling awfully safe.
Don't worry. They have those like crowd barriers right there.
Yeah.
That'll barely protect you.
Yeah, until he suplexes her chest on
you. Yeah, well, what if he picks her up and hits her with an F5 on the barricade?
Oh, shit.
Suddenly the barricade is no longer protecting her. It's a weapon.
Yeah, it's now it's used against you.
You shut the fuck up,
I don't know if people can hear what he's saying.
What's his end game?
He said anyone that takes a dick in the butt is the devil. I don't know if he knows for sure that the man he's talking to is a homosexual, or if he's just guessing.
But what's that have to do with this?
Well, but maybe he was mad at the woman, like, shut the fuck up, bitch. And then he realized he was talking to a homosexual.
Oh. Nardwar is usually so much nicer.
Because anybody that takes a dick in the butt is the devil. You fucking Nazi.
Ooh.
You fucking faggot Nazi.
Jesus. Okay. It is great that everyone could call each other Nazis. Like, everyone else, like, no matter who you are, you can call someone else a Nazi.
He's mixing them all up.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, you heard the new Kanye song?
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I'm that guy, the guy that's laughing. Yeah, if that I was there, you. That'd be me.
Yeah,
until this guy pulls out two machetes.
But that's why it's good that I'm laughing, because he's like, you're a cool one. You were laughing.
I saw you laughing. You died last.
Yeah. He's pointing at me with someone else's hand.
I'd be like, if this was a school or workplace shooter situation, I'd be the guy where he's like, hey, take Friday off. And I'd be like, all right.
Hey, don't go hang out in front of the Diddy trial in New York on day one.
Hey, I like you. Take Friday off.
Hey, take Friday off from the street. Hey, take the street off.
Come here.
No, I'm building it here on Earth.
All right, dude.
Man, they cut it off once it gets good, though.
I like how the guy's just like, all right, dude.
Well, once it gets good, because he's building something on Earth. What is he building?
He's coming here.
I'm building it here on Earth.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Once someone starts telling the truth, they want to turn the cameras off. They say they're the media. But yeah, other people getting horny. Because it's a lot of, I showed one of the pictures there, it looks like. There's just a lot of talk about, like, you know,
Who's Cassie, by the way? Remind me who Cassie is.
Cassie was his, I don't know if they were married. They were in a relationship for sure. That's the lady. Were you here when we watched the video where he's, like, chasing her down the hotel hallway?
Oh, yeah, like through the hallways, like by the elevators and stuff. Okay, yeah, that's Cassie. That's Cassie. All right.
But apparently, because the people are like, you know, people rightfully have sympathy for Cassie because Diddy beat the shit out of her. But some people now are like, but she was partaking in the freak-offs. Like, she was...
I apologize, but I need you to explain that sentence.
Oh, you don't know about the freak-offs either?
I need you to explain taking part in the freak-offs
to
me.
Diddy, the whole famous thing about this right now is the Diddy freak-offs, where, like, they would have pools of baby oil, and they'd basically sex traffic women. I mean... essentially just bringing in, like, music video hoes for him and all his celebrity friends to have sex with, like, these big orgies.
Uh-huh.
And they would call it a freak-off, like, get invited to a Diddy freak-off. But apparently she was also partaking in the freak-off.
Cassie on the stand, her first day of cross-examination. And it's, I don't want to say it's super intense because Diddy's lawyer, Anna Esteveia, she's doing an amazing job at being very gentle. I mean, Cassie and her have exchanged a few laughs while she was on the stand, which I thought was pretty incredible. And additionally, there's a lot of explicit graphic text that we're seeing from Cassie to Diddy and
this
vice versa. And Esteveia
is
saying, look, if you...
Well, people, this is what's like, I mean, I know it's like obvious to say like the media is gross, but you could see how excited and happy she is about this. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, this is great.
She's thrilled.
I love this.
How many women have to be in an abusive relationship till people realize that sometimes they're just like playing a role and that you can't just pull up a text of them being like, I'm happy, and be like, look, see, she said she's happy.
To be fair, though, women's is pimps too. We know this.
That's true.
Yeah. Go and brush your shoulders. Well, ladies is pimps too, not women.
Ladies be shopping, though.
Women be shopping and freaking off.
Cassie's is freaks too.
Yeah, Cassie's be shopping.
She's definitely juked some dicks in her life. You know, that she wouldn't even deny it.
Yeah, Corey gets it.
Don't want to read these, you don't have to, which I thought was really nice. Also, when Cassie answers and it's kind of a yes or no question, Esteveia isn't like, it's yes or no. She's being very, very calm and very kind. Now, What we saw, like, right off the bat here was a conversation via BlackBerry between Diddy and Cassie about 2.5 years
into their relationship. Who is this girl? Does this girl matter?
Remember, at this point,
I think she's just some social media reporter or something. I don't know.
Is she like a TikTok girl that dressed up nice for the courtroom, or is that who she always is?
It's just someone World Star pulled, okay. So who knows?
So it doesn't matter. It's just she happens to be the one giving us the
information. I'm sure she's a reporter, but yeah. Maybe it's Tom Does Disney's girlfriend that he kicked out. Because she used to make true crime.
Yeah.
Well, she made true crime videos. Well, not like this, but basically similar to this.
Okay.
What were you going to say, Jeff? I'm sorry.
It's actually She Diddy.
that's her. Yeah. That's She Diddy herself.
Hey, She Diddy on the scene here at the P. Diddy court case. Unfortunate name similarity.
I'm a surprise witness.
Cassie testified during direct that he had abused her. She didn't want to do freak offs, you know, all this stuff. And she actually said that he said, you know, I miss you already. When do you want to FO? That was Diddy. And she said, I'm always.
Can you canonize Chris's name as friend of the show Bodyguard Chris instead of Nepo Baby Bodyguard since he turned out to be a decent guy?
Pizza King, thank you for the super chat. I don't think so, because Nepo Baby Bodyguard just has such a nice ring to it. And it's not a dig. It's not an insult. We're not calling them, like, loser fuckface or something. You know what I mean? But maybe. I mean, we'll see.
We use both, too, so that it's for context. Because if I just start saying friend of the show Chris, people might not know what I'm talking about. So we kind of got to mix it up.
Yeah, a little bit. Yep. I don't know if they're going to read the text or not. I didn't really go through this, but at least some of the texts here. Well, actually, okay. When do you want to FO? So that's freak off then? Because I was going to ask what the hell is FO? But so yeah, when do you want to freak off? LOL. I'm always ready to freak off 2 days later. I can't wait to watch you. I want you to get real hot. Me too. I just want it to be uncontrollable.
That doesn't feel damning.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Is ready to FO. And again, this was August of 2009, about 2 years into their relationship.
Old
they talked about when it would be best
so,
for them.
Judge, you and just then, bring up old shit.
What is this? James Gunn's tweets all of a sudden?
Objection. Bring it up old shit.
Excuse me, Your Honor. This is old shit. Excuse me, Your Honor. Late pass.
Your Honor. Sustained. Bring this stuff up to normal times. This is a late pass.
Bumpasaurus 420, Nepo Baby Bodyguard is the best nickname ever. It's so long, it's so smooth. Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue. Honestly, if Chris was smart, he'd put it on his business card. Baby Bodyguard.
He's smart.
It's kind of like Rubber Baby Bumpers or whatever.
Rubber Baby Buggy Bumper.
It's better. Nepo Baby Bodyguard.
Nepo Baby Bodyguard.
I'm always ready to freak off.
Yeah. I'm always ready to freak off.
Well, I can't wait for Jim to freak off because I think I want it to get real hot. But I want Jeff to be uncontrollable.
Yeah, I just want to be uncontrollable.
About getting an escort involved. And then we see a text message that says, I can't wait to stare at your BBD. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
and
big black dick. Mike was thinking about it, so I had to fill in the gap.
Thank
for
you,
him.
Yeah. I had the eyes of a man who didn't know.
Mike is so innocent. Jeff was the only white kid growing up in a trap house. He grew up judging family freak-offs. I'm gay.
Damn, Cookie James. Wait, Jeff grew up in the most unbroken household out of all of us.
Yeah. Jeff's parents aren't divorced.
The only thing that they fucked up was they homeschooled him.
Yeah.
Right, Jeff?
Yeah, in the trap house.
homeschooled in the trap house.
They taught him to pray to Jesus in the trap house.
But Jeff has tales and proof of delicious treats that his mom has made. Cookies that he brings.
Can I be
and
honest, I thought you were going to bring some treats from your mom tonight. I was pretty bummed out when you didn't.
I brought Utz for myself. I ate them all.
Again, lawyer did not make her say it out loud. There's a lot of explicit text messages.
Read some, dumbass.
And look, I think some
is
of
that common in courtrooms.
Hold on, let me try to find them real quick. Go ahead.
Is that common to initialize like crass terms in courtrooms so the people don't have to hear them?
No, it's literally for TikTok that she's doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably.
Because she just referred to just said like she didn't want her to have to say them. So I thought she was talking about like Cassie in the courtroom.
I'm sure they do that as like this trying to because this is the defense, right? This is Diddy's defense. and she's testifying against Diddy. Mm-hmm. So they probably do that to disarm you, to make it seem like, hey, I'm your buddy. Like how a cop is like, hey, we're just talking.
Okay.
But they also do a similar thing. Because remember there was that classic video, I think you were here for it, where the guy's just trying to say N. It was during like Young Thug's trial.
He's spelling
and the guy's
it.
Like, I don't know what you mean. The guy on the stand's like, what do you mean?
Didn't he get two G's deep?
Yeah, and I. It's like, huh? What are you talking about? What word are you?
Yeah, he's a G. G, like he drops a second G.
Actually, wait, there's another
guy. He's
really
nervous.
This, wait, where is he? This guy gets into it a little bit.
Asked if the escorts ejaculated, Cassie said yes, usually when it was okay for them per Sean. But if they did, then Sean and I would go into the next room and he'd want me to put the semen on his body, usually on his chest, on his nipples.
So yeah, he would have her just smear cum on him.
But where's he getting the cum from, himself?
No, he's jerking off to a guy fucking his girlfriend, and then he would come on her.
Oh, so there were dude escorts?
Yeah, there had to have been. He must have liked watching her get boned.
Asked if the escorts ejaculated. Cassie.
Yeah, dudes as escorts too. Going brush his shoulders off.
The dudes be shopping.
Said yes, usually when it was okay for them per Sean. But if they did, then Sean and I would go into the next room and he'd want me to put the semen on his body, usually on his chest, on his nipples.
So she'd bring, like, they'd come in her hand and then they'd go into another room, or like
either come in her hand, maybe come on her belly. Who knows? Because I mean, it's still dripping. But also I didn't even pick up that sometimes they weren't allowed. Like he would, I guess maybe if he liked the guy or something.
He's
like,
so fickle.
Like if Timothy Chalamet came through, like, all right, you can come.
Huh.
But fucking Corey Feldman, you can't.
you're stuck out here.
You got your woman rubbing another man's splack on your chest.
Feels like something Jeff would say. Splack. Splack.
Splack's pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
Splack is brand new to me.
What type of demonic shit is this, bruh? Fuck is that? Fuck is that, dog?
I recently found your channel and share your links with everyone. Corey is one goofy motherfucker. Y'all are okay too. Smiley face emoji.
Aw, thank you, FOS all day.
Thanks.
I hope that's not code for something racist.
Yeah,
I
hope you're not trying to splack us out.
But thank you for the super chat, and thank you for finding us. We appreciate it.
Fuck is that, dog? It's like what category of porn is that, bro? Hmm. What?
Huh?
Splackoon.
I mean, is that like a... Would that be more? Is that a submissive thing? I guess it's not submissive to the guy
it's
necessarily.
Cuck.
Like you go to another. Yeah, I mean it's cuck either way. If you're watching a,
you're taking
guy
the
fuck
bull's
your,
milk. You're drinking the bull's
that's
milk.
That's right. Yeah, but he probably doesn't prep the bull.
It's decadent, if nothing else.
Yeah,
you can't say it's not
Christ.
Decadent.
Yeah, it's definitely like an ancient
you
Greece.
You say that
time.
In
yeah.
repose while you have like balls dipped in your mouth.
You're being fanned by
while
a pom-pom.
Fanned by balls.
This is so decadent.
Fad me with more balls.
Wet my chest.
It is funny how, I mean, to what you were saying earlier, Mike, they are really just trying to like hand wave away. I mean, because again, I don't know if necessarily this trial has to do with the abuse itself, if like Cassie's the center point of the trial, or if this is just a building a pattern, like look what he did with her.
Sure.
But they're trying to hand wave away even like the video of her getting like beat and chased and dragged through a hotel by being like, well, you also said you wanted to freak off, didn't you? Yeah.
It's like, you know how people one day feel one way and then the next day feel another way? Imagine if you're getting a divorce and they go, we have a video here of you on your wedding day saying, I do. Would a person that says, I do, want a divorce? No divorce. Like, it's like shit changes, bro.
Yeah, okay, because it is for racketeering and sex trafficking charges. So it's basically that.
What's
like,
racketeering? I've heard that said my whole life, and I don't know what it is.
I mean, I know the sex trafficking is basically just like how they're paying whores.
Just and like paying for crimes.
Yeah, I know rocketeering. That's like flying through the air like a fucking hero.
Rocketeering is a pattern of illegal activity often involving multiple people aimed at achieving a commercial profit, typically through fraud, extortion, bribery, or illegal means.
Huh. That feels very broad.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like similar. I guess it's because once you start, because I think what they're going for, maybe we'll have to ask Tom about this when we talk to Tom in like 12 hours or whatever it is. Tom's ex-FBI agent, for people that don't know. But I think it's because it is like crossing state lines, involving multiple people, like having people bring, like someone brings a girl over.
It's organized.
And yeah, like someone brings a girl over and like you're paying them, but then also like, you know, is that girl really, is she being threatened if she doesn't do what Diddy says? Like that type of shit.
Okay.
What are the different types? What are the different types of racketeering? Such as bank fraud, wire fraud, kidnapping. Oh, yeah, because that also could be kidnapping, extortion. Yeah.
Racketeering casts a large net.
Yeah, it does. Let's say extortion versus racketeering.
I think I'm guilty of racketeering. I'm terrified now.
And developing a pattern. Extortion can be a single one. Yeah, whatever.
Could Corey accuse us of racketeering?
I guess, because we're just like, you know, building a big group of wolf pack and wolf pigs and goons.
Goons and filth pigs. And
So Cassie, she's 8 months pregnant, up on the stand talking about how she used to like the freak off back in 09.
Yeah, but who didn't?
She was repeatedly asked by a defense lawyer to recite the text out loud from the witness stand. She did so quietly, her voice sounding almost robotic. I'm always ready to freak off, lol, lol. The singer read aloud.
That's my secret cap. I'm always ready to freak off.
You tell me the day, you choose, Combs quickly responded. According to the text, name the day. Alex Fine, her husband, sat in the courtroom audience while she was on the witness stand. As she began reading through the text, he stared at his lap. Then he shifted his gaze and looked at her across the courtroom. Man, that sucks. Because, like, I'm sure he still loves her and everything like that. Like, it probably wouldn't really change it, but it's kind of like everybody thinks lesser of you, even though it's like you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're the guy. Ha ha. Now you're with her.
Yo, you hear about when you let a man splack on
it? Yo, you've been rubbing a splack on a black.
Dude, are you splack?
Defense promise, blah, blah, blah.
I want to freak off whenever. Oh, name a day. September 11th. How about that?
I'm going to Duane Reade to grab candles and then going home to pack us a bag. When we used to freak off, we were so in love, she said in a message. I'm nervous that I'm becoming the girlfriend that you get your fantasy off with and that's it. I don't get the other part anymore, at least. What's the other part? Love, I guess?
Yeah, love and compassion.
Yeah. Just I'm just the girlfriend getting the fantasies, though.
I'm just a slackhound now.
I know you can take 3 minutes of your day to talk to me, and you don't even try. Aw, you're too much in a rush to get me off the... Oh, man, he was done with her.
Yeah.
A year later, after so many freak-offs and splack...
He was splack drunk. He didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, you're right. He was
drunk off the splack. He was lost in the splack.
He had that moment of awakening where now it was like all that happened. When he looked at her, she reminded him of the splack, and he didn't want her around anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, man, remember when I was all horned up and I was... rubbing the splack on my nipples? Yeah, I hate that memory.
Bad association.
I'm gay.
Yeah.
Now I'm gay as hell.
Whenever I see her, I just think about splack.
Anyways, and an escort was talking about it. Probably a liar.
Let's get into the whole peeing in the mouth by the escort.
Yeah,
so
let's get into that.
The prosecution did allege that Cassie is going to testify that Puff allegedly... had made a male escort pee in her mouth. That is what they alleged in their opening statements. There was an escort that got on the stand as a witness. During this testimony,
I don't understand the point of this testimony.
About, yeah, what?
did you let this guy pee in your mouth?
It is weird.
I played the fifth.
Are they just arguing like, hey, you're guilty too? Or is it kind of like, hey, everyone was cool with this, so it's not a problem?
I think that that's probably the goal is to show that everyone was involved and that that while P. Diddy must be at he's at the top, but that doesn't mean he was in charge.
Your Honor, how could I be racketeering when Shorty a freak?
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey, we're all, yeah, we were freaky-deaky.
I'm at work watching your streamathon. Thanks, boys, for making this shit night better. Great stuff.
Hell yeah, Madcap 182.
I rooked up $222.
Whoa! What?
I rooked my dick. I am gay.
Wait, hold on. Can I replay that? Hold on.
Oh my god.
Obama.
I rooked up $222. I just splacked after I juked my dick. I am gay.
That voice rocks.
I just splacked after I juked my dick. I'm gay.
Holy shit, E-Rock. Thank you, brother.
Holy
shit. And thank you, Madcap 182.
I mean, so that means that we're going till what? Fucking Wednesday now?
Yeah, what are we up? Yeah.
Do the math, Jim. I need you to do the math.
Because we're already... Yeah, I mean, that puts us to like 9:30.
Wow. Good Lord.
I'd have to double check if some of these other ones are also... But yeah, so yeah, we're at least through 9:30. Hell fucking yeah.
Let's hear some more of what Zatanna here has to say.
Well, I should say, much like everything, even like, what's it called?
She's dressed like Jack Skellington.
Hell yeah, Shelby.
that's way better than my Zatanna joke. That's great.
Even like with tots and stuff, I'm always like, it's not going to work this time. Nope. We fucking flew too close to the sun.
Yeah, our wax wings melted.
It feels great that everyone's excited and everyone's in on it. Much appreciated. I can't say how grateful I am.
She really does look like fucking Jack Skellington.
Jack Skellington ass.
Pumpkin King looking ass.
It's piss. It's piss.
That is what they alleged in their opening statements. There was an escort that got on the stand as a witness. During this testimony, this escort talked about being made to pee in Cassie's mouth. But this witness says that it was Cassie who asked him to do that, and that Puff was watching, and that and honestly, that was stricken. Like, the jurors, when he got into, like, because he was speaking directly about Cassie and the fact that Cassie allegedly asked him to do it, and that's why he did it. And he was saying that at first he didn't know how to do it. Like, he was just like peeing like he normally pees, and that Cassie, along with Puff, was basically telling him, like, slow down, like, don't let it all come out at one point. Like,
see, is there a science to peeing on somebody I'm not aware of?
I guess it's because, like, you don't want to, like, drown them in it.
Or you maybe you just want the you don't want the moment to end too quick.
Like Kegel spurts?
Yeah, or like, I mean, I guess if you got, like, a hard stream, too, it's like, whoa, like, make it sexy, dude.
Yeah.
Like, when, when someone just comes and starts like jackrabbit fucking, it's like, whoa, slow down.
Slow down, buddy. Don't you love her? I thought you loved her.
Yeah, like, hey, slow down the piss.
Yeah. I want to believe you love this woman.
Put your thumb over your cock like a gentleman.
Yeah.
Do the old garden hose.
Actually, are we all circumcised? We already go through this?
Like, yeah, bro.
Let's check.
Circumcised, check.
Right, let's pull about.
Hey, chat. If you're circumcised, throw a two in the chat. If you're uncircumcised, throw a one. Let's see. Where are we at? But
everyone call the ones gross.
Is it a thing? Although maybe this was just a Sam Roberts thing. For people that don't know, I used to listen to ONA all the time. Sam Roberts talked about how he had a weird dick growing up, uh-huh, where his, since it wasn't circumcised, it was like, it would balloon. Like, he'd try to piss and it would fill up like a skin balloon that he'd have to leak out.
Ugh.
I'm like, is that a regular thing for it can't be a regular thing for uncircumcised people.
Yeah, everyone besides circumcised people piss. It fills up like a big balloon and then they squeeze it out.
I'm seeing a lot of twos in the chat. This is the good old US of A, baby.
Fuck yeah, baby.
Oh, there's a few ones. Gross. I got a few ones.
Gross.
Yeah, a bunch of gross. Yeah, Europeans.
Imagine exposing yourself that way. Gross.
I miss that dick skin, though. Where'd it go, Mike? Where'd it go?
It's still a part of you. It's
the ghost of it.
It's in there. It's in your heart.
I would love if I was haunted by the ghost of my dick skin.
Me too.
By R.L. Stein. Ghost of my dick skin. Someone make a Goosebumps cover real quick. Yeah. Come on. We got some talented people listening.
Hey, from under cheese together. And die.
Oh, wait, no, that was, what was that, Jeff?
That's, from under cheese and die.
I like it.
You know what would be a nightmare? A
lot more twos.
Being a juror on this case.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What even is the case? Yes. At some point in time, you're just sitting there going like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What is my end game?
What are they? They're really just tearing a woman down, apparently. Or maybe just blaming her. Like, no, she's the one.
Or just being provocative. Just like, let's talk about all the craziest shit.
Cassie, along with Puff, was basically telling him, like, slow down. Like, don't let it all come out at one point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're really peeing. And then that one line I just said about him saying, like, Puff and Cassie said to him together about that was stricken from the jurors. Like, they're not even allowed to use that because his original conversation around this was Cassie asked him to do that, allegedly. And that Cassie was, like, the mastermind behind that. Cassie is going to testify, and that's going to happen this week. To be honest with y'all, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens tomorrow. So the prosecutor's opening statements are being picked up, but there was a witness on the stand that changed that whole story.
Hey, y'all, it's Lauren LaRosa. So we are here at court. The day is over. It's been...
So wait, is this woman supposed to be an escort as well or no?
Oh, no, she's one of the ladies that lets you into the Haunted Mansion. Well, she lets you into that opening room. She tells you to raise your hands up and says that there's still lots of dead space inside.
Man, this is great business for TikTok reporters, huh? Because this is basically another TikTok reporter. Everyone's a goddamn... Why can't we be TikTok reporters?
We are. Jeff? Jeff on the field right now. Jeff out in the field. Jeff, we're hearing a lot about piss. Is anything made its way to you?
It's pissing cats and dogs out here, but the sexy kind. That doesn't all come out at once.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Jim, you heard it yourself. Pissing cats and dogs, but not the sexy kind.
Mike, we're getting reports that Cassie is the one that wanted the piss and wanted piss in her bush.
You know, hold on. Let me, Jim, I'm being told by the producers that, she did indeed want piss in her boosh.
What does boosh mean?
We're going to find out, Jeff out in the field. Jeff, we're hearing a lot about boosh. Can you, please let all our listeners at home know about that?
Cassie just said that she wanted it to piss in her boosh. Do you think you could piss?
Oh, thank you, Zenpai. Yeah, the rabbis took their dick skin for Moloch. No, the rabbis didn't take it.
Nah, not the rabbis.
The Pope did.
Yeah, the Pope did. R.I.P.
Kristen Pope.
I'm just trying to see, where are all the fucking tasty text message screenshots?
But do you mean tasty like piss?
Yeah, like boosh piss.
Boosh. Did someone say boosh and I missed it?
I did.
You're saying boosh a lot. I wasn't sure if you pulled that out of nowhere.
I just pulled it out of nowhere.
It's good.
It's not quite bush, but I guess it's bush,
it's
I can
good.
Assume.
I like it. I just wasn't sure if I missed it. Couldn't tell.
Boosh.
I feel like I should be, I don't know. I don't know how to turn this into a joke. She looks like the chick from Bioshock Infinite. That's what she looks like. She looks like that.
Scrutiny of rape claims. I guess, they're just trying to pick apart. I guess.
Just discredit her, I guess.
I guess she's a part of the prosecution's case just because she's a witness to the freak-offs and the prostitutes. And, they're just trying to paint it more as, well, no, this was like a consensual thing. This wasn't some, like, evil scheme going on.
Some sick secret game. Not everything's a sick secret game. Sometimes you just want it in the boosh.
Well, what's wild, though, is because online when you read people talking about it, it's like, he fucked Justin Bieber. He fucked Usher. And it's like, maybe he did, but that has, like, nothing to do with what this, like, case is. Most of it's just like, he's gay. Can you believe he's gay?
He gay though. Spunk on the nips.
Well, remember, there's two courts, and that's the public opinion court. Yeah. That's the he gay though.
Yeah, that's the public basketball court.
Yeah. That was good.
Woo.
It's Lauren LaRosa, so we are here at court. The day is over. It's been a long day. Normally, I check in with y'all, but I couldn't do that today because if I left the courtroom, I wouldn't have made it back in court to hear the testimonies. We got through the jury selection. We got through opening statements from both sides, the defendants and the prosecutors, and we also heard from two witnesses. Now, I just turned my phones on, and already the headlines
that I'm seeing
are people talking about the male escort, who was claimed by the male escort, right?
It's like she has the death note. She's like writing Diddy's name in it. In the courtroom at 2 o'clock.
whether Diddy, Cassie, who told who to do what. There were conversations about jealousy between Cassie and Kim Porter, and this being just a toxic relationship, and, you know, domestic violence and assault being things that Diddy is willing to own up to, but trafficking and all the other things being things that he is not willing to own up to. There's a lot to break down from today. It was very detailed.
The end.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we don't want to hear about that.
How many days has this been going on?
I guess this has like been the most recent week or something, this past week. But the case may have been going on longer than that.
And then again, I apologize because it's really hard to keep track of. This is about this, like, this is a domestic case. This isn't the, like, secret life racketeering case.
No, this is the racketeering. Okay. That's what I was confused about too.
Okay,
because I guess she did sue him. I don't know if they ever settled it or whatever. She sued him for like $20 million.
So then this is kind of, this is the case that's about his secret life, more or less.
Let's see. Oh, she got a $10 million settlement with the hotel.
Oh.
I guess maybe they didn't, because they didn't release the security camera or something. That's weird that the hotel would have to pay up.
I mean, yeah, if they have a video of her getting the shit kicked out of her in the hallways and elevators and just like nothing ever happens, that's kind of on them.
She settled her lawsuit with Diddy for $20 million, and then she settled a lawsuit with the hotel for $10 million. She got fucking paid.
They should
have
put
yeah.
some clauses in those about like, hey, if there's future cases, you can't just drag us.
Just keep, yeah, what the fuck?
They settled too quick.
I love our freak offs when we both want it. I want a freak off right now, LOL. I want to have fun with you. This is Cassie. Let me know if you want to have a late night. Jules is available. If you're not into that, no problem. We can just do a thing. Love you. And she says, love you.
You can just watch a movie or something.
And then after she says, love you, I mean, I don't know how long this is after. I assume it's seconds later. He says, if you're not super horny, what the fuck?
Why even include that part?
And she just goes, horny? Of course I am.
What are you talking about?
Horny? What do you mean?
What are you accusing me of?
Don't you know this is Cassie, the freak off queen? Actually, so yeah, I did find a few texts. Let me see if there's anything else in these.
I'm surprised he just has her in his phone as Cassie.
Yeah, not like bitch or whatever. I don't know, love bitch.
I don't know if that's the direction I was thinking. Love bitch.
Yo, this is my love bitch.
I'm going to find out who's in my phone is love bitch.
Go to hotel. Okay, how long are you going to be, you think? I was away all week, partied with you all week, record. You want to see me tonight? I'm doing the fasting. I can't deal with no problems. Maybe a sex club with your wig. Okay. Wait, is he hangry?
Nonchalant. For what is that? I think he's horngry.
He's hangry. Hey, ornery.
Yeah.
Because he's fasting, so he's irritable, but he's like, let's go to the fucking sex club. Get your wig. Don't give me any bullshit right now.
Yeah, it's a very nonchalant text about the craziest shit I've ever heard.
We sure about tonight? I'm making plans to know, babe. Didn't hear from you, so I put some plans in motion. Surprise package coming from out of state. Oh, that's probably a fucking...
sounds like trafficking.
Yeah. Although, no, hold on. Is he fake? Oh, no, he ain't. What else we got? I just love that these devolve into, it's like, show me the sexy texts.
Yeah, I want to see the sexy.
Oh, these are old. Anyways, that's Diddy for you.
He's doomed.
I think he's going to make it through all right.
You think?
I think he's going to be more famous than ever.
I hope he shows up dressed like the Joker.
Yeah, I think that was great.
I think that would help him. I think the jury would have
what
more sympathy
for
him.
What was that awesome thing we did? Remember he was, where he used that as an excuse or something. Like something else was going on. And you know what? Maybe it was that Cassie case he had. Because remember, he's like, everyone's talking about the case. But he's like, but now I'm Batman or whatever. It was some weird thing that we stumbled upon. Fuck.
I don't remember.
I forget.
This. It sounds like
strike. He ended the
That's what it was.
Strike.
He ended the strike. That's what it was. Yes. He he had all this shit was boiling between, you know, it was like the feds are gonna get him. He had the Cassie video leaked. She was suing him for $20 million.
Like, don't worry, I got this.
But then Warner Brothers was suing him for being the Joker or whatever, or making those Joker videos. And then the writer's strike ended, and he was like, "I did it, guys." I ended the writer's strike.
You're welcome.
Your Honor, can we really try a man who's more bat than
he is the knight, sir. Are we allowed to accuse the knight of something?
Let's see. There was something. Oh, actually, no, this is good. You guys know Joey Swole?
Yeah. I can't say I do.
You know Joey. Yeah, I mean, you don't know Joey Swole, Mike, but you know Joey
Everybody
Swole.
Everybody knows a Joey Swole. Is he, that well, what you're saying?
Maybe you don't, though. He's the guy that makes those videos where he checks people for being, like, shitty at the gym.
Yeah.
No, it's usually, like, a girl that, like, usually a girl makes some video, like, trying to embarrass someone, either saying, like, this guy's staring at me, or sometimes it might even be someone filming someone at the gym being like, look at this slob, like, being a jerk.
Okay.
And he'll be like, he's a swole guy, and he'll be like, stop what you're doing. These people are trying to better themselves. Like, he just gives them, like, proper etiquette.
So he's just, like, a ripped, he's like a big Sean Astin guy walking around the gym, like, being, like, helpful?
He's like the ripped police. But he called out a thing that I didn't realize was even a thing. Where was it? Hold on. I got to find, where did I have those clips?
I've never heard of this guy. I feel like these are the kinds of guys I've never heard of, though. Good or bad. It's just like internet personalities. Unless you're the Rizzler, I don't know who you are. And if you're the Rizzler, you're my hero.
Where did I have it? Hold on.
Dude,
I got so many tabs. I got to find where I put it.
Did I tell you guys about the dream I had where I saw the Rizzler at Disneyland and then we rode the Matterhorn together?
I think you did tell me.
Oh, okay.
You had a dream about a little boy at Disneyland?
Yeah, I had a dream that me and the Rizzler rode the Matterhorn.
Yeah, Matterhorny.
Nah.
Micahorn.
Nah, it was just a normal thing. It was just two people hanging out having a good time.
I remember now. I downloaded the videos because they were on Instagram. All right, hold on. Let me pull these up.
It was just me and my hero on the Matterhorn.
Let's go to the old Joey Swole's hard drive.
Where the fuck did I save them, though? Here we go. Here's my Swole videos.
You knows I get my pip. Wait.
So there's this thing going around, Mike, where there's like a meme where Down syndrome girls are hot now.
Okay, I was like, am I the only one noticing? Yeah. Is this a weird filter?
There's a meme where Down syndrome girls are hot, apparently, according to the meme.
Okay. But of them are just ones that look like this.
Just like AI. Yeah.
But what Joey Swole is contending is they're actually using filters to make themselves look like they have Down syndrome to get clicks and like
that's
get
people to go there.
You haven't seen these people?
This looks like someone using a Down syndrome face filter.
I didn't realize this was a thing, but Joey Swole fucking schooled me up on this.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to call these people out, as he should.
This has been going around.
I mean, that's an insane trend.
Yeah.
They're baffling. Yeah. Like, to just willingly be like, here's what I'm going to do.
There's Joey Swole. You've never seen him?
Nice.
Seen
him before? I've never seen this guy.
Wait. This is one of the most disgusting things that I have ever seen on social media. There are women out there that are using filters and AI to make it appear as if they have Down syndrome just so they can sell more subscriptions to their OF account.
That does rule.
Now, I don't.
Isn't it weird that you would sell more subscriptions, though?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's one of those things where, you know how, like, everyone makes the jokes about feet, even though, like, feet are like a weird thing, but there's
such a widespread.
Yes, the people that need it. It's one of those things where it's like an untapped market, I guess, is what they're perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, like I need that down meat.
Yeah, maybe that.
Account. Now, I don't know if they're stealing content or using their own, but why in the world does this filter even exist in the first place?
That is a wild
filter.
How
sick in the head do you have to be to actually do this? And what type of pervert sicko actually goes and subscribes? So, to all the women out there that are doing this, and the people that support them and subscribe, shame on you. You need to do better. I really, really hope that Instagram and OF do something to stop this.
Is OF OnlyFans?
Yes, yeah.
So you're telling me you see a difference between this guy and Sean Astin?
Yeah. He's way more swole than Sean Astin.
What are you talking about?
And that video must have done well because he made two more videos about this.
Do you have no eyebrows?
Who knows I get my pip? Wait.
Wait.
Just want to give an update to this disgusting video from yesterday where there are now people using filters and AI to make it appear as if they have Down syndrome just to be able to sell more subscriptions to their OF account. Well, I'm happy to say that because of my video and all of you reporting it, that profile has been removed from...
What? Down cheer girly?
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
Man, it really is just fucking people... Every time you think like, well, there's nowhere further than that. Someone finds a new further.
Are we living in the new Sodom and Gomorrah, Mike? Jeff?
Well, this is, remember they had that commercial about people with Down syndrome having sex? That's all this was.
That's true.
They're just trying to let it be cool to have sex with people with Down syndrome.
Well, because there is that one girl. What movie was she in? She was in a movie. I forget which one that had Down syndrome people in it. And they keep putting her in, yeah, those commercials. And maybe she's an influencer or something as well. Because I don't know if this is the same one you're talking about, Jeff, but it was the one where it's like, it showed, she kept going to places and they're like, no, no. Like she's trying to get a beer at the bar and they're like, I don't know if we should give you one. But then the idea was like, yes, give her a beer. Yes, let her fucking go to the club. Like, and I guess I kind of get it, but I don't know. Some Down syndrome people, don't give them a beer, maybe?
No, yes, yeah. Let her get revenge after her father, Joel, is killed by someone.
Yeah, get her ass.
Instagram, as well as her OF account, has been disabled. So thank you to all of you. Unfortunately, there are still a lot of profiles out there that are still doing this. Just like this one.
Andrea, so nice.
As well as I found out that there's people out there faking having other disabilities too, just to get views or sell subscriptions. So to all the people out there that are doing this, shame on you. You need to do better. And to all the people that supported me and reported that profile, thank you. Have a great week, everybody.
Can I put myself maybe not in the best light, but like, I'm not going to say I think this is a good idea, but I was sitting here thinking when he said like people that pretend to have other stuff, like, you know, when you see like a girl in a wheelchair and you're like, oh, weird, that girl's hot. Mm. Like that. Why is she in a wheelchair? Like in your brain,
well, this is
a
like,
hot chick shouldn't be in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can picture myself being like, oh, that person's different. Almost like it's almost like the wheelchair is like a personality trait almost. So like in your brain, it's like, oh, that's like a different kind of person. I can picture maybe someone taking that too far.
It spurns the curiosity.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she has one leg.
Yeah. And they're the people looking for this stuff. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been doing this show long enough. It's like an old bit. It's an old Jim and Them bit from way back.
Legs.
Well, not even that. There was, cause I think it's in some of the montages I edited in the past. Where there's one where we trick you into having sex with a Down syndrome girl because she's hot. Where like we're just asking Mike questions and we're like, Mike, would you have sex with a Down syndrome girl? And he's like, no, I don't think so. We're like, well, what if she's really hot? And you're like, I don't think so. And we're like, yeah, but like she's really horny and she really wants to have sex. And you're like, fine, I guess. And we're like, Mike, she's a child. She's a Down syndrome.
You make me sick.
Yeah, you're gross.
She doesn't have the ability to know what's happening right now. Why would you do this to her?
She can't consent. What's wrong with you?
That's Joey's swole face when he sees Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, that feel when Mike has sex with a Down syndrome girl.
Joey Swole's a cool guy, I think.
Yeah, Joey Swole's always telling everyone to do better.
You just like because he's dressed exactly like you.
Well, no, he's Mike's dream. He dresses like Mike and he's fucking ripped.
Yeah.
Mike's the cattiest like,
hey,
motherfucker.
Don't get horny for girls with Down syndrome.
You know what I was thinking about recently too is I forget. There was something where Mike was talking about someone being ugly. And
sounds like me.
And I was like, man, what does Mike think of me, dude? Like, you know what I mean? Because Mike's catty as shit. So Mike's probably secretly to himself, like, oh, my ugly friends, Jeff and Jim. Like, what the fuck?
I think the weird thing about my cattiness is that there's like a threshold where I'm more about taking someone down. Like, so I wouldn't just be catty about people I know, or like, I wouldn't like kick someone when they're down. It's about finding someone that like thinks they're hot and like, yeah, fucking
yeah,
hot.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I think there was one more these were 2 weeks ago, and then he busted one more out a few days ago. I don't know if there was a new update or again. I have to imagine these videos are doing well for him.
I was gonna say not to jump too far ahead, but is anyone turned on this guy? Because there's always whenever someone brings up an issue like this, there's the people that
It's a good question.
I'm not even saying they're bad guys. They go too far and they're like, so what? A Down syndrome person can't be sexy? Or the other way around, so what? I'm not allowed to find a Down syndrome person attractive? That's like, they're exclusively ugly? Like they're so obsessed with the idea of like tolerance at any cost that they'll go to that extent?
I could also see, just because his whole thing is like calling people out on behavior, that... Yeah. People could see that and be like, oh, what you think, what's in your fucking, what skeletons are in your claws? I could see people wanting to do that just because, yeah, his whole thing is usually like, you know, yeah, someone laughed at someone in the gym, someone, it's usually girls that are acting like there are perverts looking at them. And like you watch the video and it's like the guy just asked if he could like scooch by you and get the weights or something. It's like, that guy clearly isn't looking at you, like shit like that. Okay. And it's like, why do you have your camera set up in everyone's way? Like that type of shit. It's all like gym etiquette stuff. Gym intimidation, if you will.
I know a little something about gym intimidation. It's not even a good filter.
It's hilarious that people are putting on.
It's like, that's a crazy filter,
dude.
Here is another disgusting example of somebody using an AI filter to pretend to have Down syndrome in order to sell more subscriptions to their OF.
Just Kelly D. It's just Down syndrome and then a flex emoji.
That's what I'm always walking about Down syndrome.
Count. This video.
Oh, wait, hold on. What was there? All my links name? I always like to see if there's like a pun or something in there.
I think this one didn't.
This
one.
Video had always another disgusting example of somebody using an AI filter to pretend to have Down syndrome in order to sell more.
Oh, yeah. No, just violet cheeks.
Subscriptions to their OF account. This video had over 70 million views.
Jesus.
That's wild.
That's insane.
900,000 likes. First off, can't even believe that a filter like this even exists. But secondly, if you're somebody that supports this or you go and subscribe to them, you are sick in the head and you're part of the problem. I will say I am happy to see a lot of big creators are speaking out against this, and we've gotten a lot of these accounts taken down, especially the ones that I've posted. So thank you to all of you. And after doing some homework, I found that these are the actual women that are doing this or their management teams in order to push traffic to their
own. Yeah, because that's right, because some people could just be, I think you did mention in one of the first videos, some people could just be taking other girls' videos and just trying to repackage them and throw a Down syndrome filter on it just to make some money.
Just to make some millions of dollars.
Yeah, just to fucking really hustle and be smart, a true entrepreneur, if you will.
Just make a quick milli.
teams in order to push traffic to their OF account, as well as there are people that are stealing others' content using the filter and trying to hustle and scam people. Regardless, if you're somebody that's doing this or somebody that supports this, shame on you. You need to do better. I will call out every single account that does this until this evil is off the internet.
Do you think, does he have merch that says like you need to do better or shame on you?
I bet his shirts are just like abs on the shirt. Yeah, and so it looks like you have abs.
Call me sick in the head, cause I am trying to smash some Downs, bro.
All right. E-Rock's like the horniest guy in the chats all the time, which is so funny. I want to see what kind of merch he's got. Tell me he's got merch.
He's got merch. He's got to. Again, it's either like fake abs on the shirt or just like the most basic shit.
It's just an X through a person with Down syndrome. No, shame.
It's just his whole
just shame on you.
Yeah, to do better. just a fucking no bad Down syndrome chicks allowed.
His whole image just pivots now into just not just the filters of Down syndrome, just against Down syndrome.
Down syndrome. Yeah.
He's plugging some sort of taste flavor. Oh, he owns it. All right. So he sells like condiments with no calories. Add taste, no calories. Sauces are great tasting sauces. Wait.
I love when sauces are great tasting sauces.
Yeah, taste flavor co sauces are great. Tasting sauce. Oh, wait, I'm an idiot.
Jim, I'm so stupid. You know what? I'm okay with Down syndrome people, like my friend Jim.
Okay. Taste flavor co sauces are great tasting sauces that just happen to be 10 calories or less. Let's make your better for you food the highlight of your day. You get some spicy garlic parm.
Are they crazy expensive? Those are like $40 for like the size of a fucking Tabasco bottle.
Hot honey sriracha, buffalo blue cheese, sweet honey mustard, cherry smoked barbecue. Yeah, how much are these motherfuckers?
Because I'd give something like that a shot, but that feels like it's magic spoon like written all over it where you're like, oh, okay, so like cereal that's like better. Oh, it costs fucking $12 and you can get two bowls. Never mind.
This is $8.99. How many?
Yeah, that's for you, Jeff, by the way.
This is like my old hat.
Oh, never mind. It's different hats. No. Well, then, yeah, one of the hats in there.
I know, but how'd you find this? Where was this?
No, these are gifts.
Yeah, Joe Sultan sent them to us.
I've had this hat. That's so weird.
Which one?
The kicking around Mexican hat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those were sent from... we went to bring it up last week on the show, and we didn't get to it.
Yeah, Joe Sultan sent
you a hat. Shout out Joe Sultan. Thank you.
Best dude.
They found it at a thrift store.
They're $8.99 for about 8 ounces. I don't know.
All right, I mean,
doesn't sound terrible.
I guess I would have thought this was like the classic like jerky pricing, where it's like you give me jerky pricing, no, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm willing to like pay a little more for something that's cool or interesting, but I'm not like. Again, Magic Spoon is like where I draw the line.
Oh, you mean like if Down Syndrome girls at jerky prices?
No, thank you.
What do you think? You're Tillamook?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tillamook, come on. Fix your prices,
yeah,
Tillamook.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, $11 for a fucking pint.
The fuck are we trying to do over here?
Here in America, when we talk about a pint, it's Ben and Jerry's.
I guess it's not really on topic at all, but...
Here's a picture of my dick.
Yeah, here's
my
cock.
This is on topic.
You want to suck it?
It's black. You want to touch me till it's black?
She wants to touch me till it's black.
People were, I don't know if people were upset. Some people were upset. Halle Berry did a weird fucking, lube or sex thing ad on her social media.
So her and David Alan Greer are just like hanging out?
Yeah, he looks like fucking, what's his face from... The guy that's in like Westworld.
Oh, in Hunger Games?
David Cross. Yeah. And he's actually in The Last of Us game, and he's also in the show right now.
David Cross?
Kind of, yeah, yeah. He looks like Black David Cross. Yeah, what's that guy's name? He's in lots of stuff.
Oh, Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright. But I don't know. She hopped on her social to talk about how she's about to get fucked and has this great juice for it. I don't know.
Hey, you know what?
Body posy.
Yeah, and isn't this like what everyone's always asking for? Is like people like being like, nah, why are you ashamed? It's something everyone does.
I agree.
So, showed y'all how my day started, how my Mother's Day started. And now I'm going to tell you about, I'm not going to show you, I'm going to tell you about how my Mother's Day
show
is
going to
end. Is that right, man?
Yes. I wish you hurry up.
Who's this fucking loser?
Yeah, who is this guy?
This fucking loser gets to be with Halle Berry? Get fucked.
Because Let's Spin just came out in this cute little travel size. And so since we're in...
Yeah, Let's Spin. What is Let's Spin?
David Wright.
Sit and spin on it.
Let's
Spin.
Oh, yeah, it's lubricant. It's some lube. Intimacy gel.
And it makes you come harder?
I think it just makes it all wet and slippery.
Fucking hell yeah. I've heard that helps.
$45 for 2 ounces?
Yeah, fuck.
I'll just get some Joey Swole hot sauce.
I was going to say, that Joey Swole, that's what I was afraid of with the Joey Swole hot sauce.
Zero calories.
They don't even have Carolina Sweet Barbecue.
First of all, we got our Let's Spin, because Let's Spin just came out in this cute little travel size. And so since we're in Cannes, France, I traveled with it for the first time. And we're about to... give it a spin.
You about to can with Van.
This guy fucking sucks.
Happy Mother's Day once again, everybody. I hope all of you are somewhere spinning.
Oh my God. I ain't never been so happy to have Mother's Day come to an end.
What?
A booger down. I'm out of splack, baby.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to have sex with a woman.
Mother's splack everywhere. what the fuck? How much would they have paid her for that?
$100,000.
Like, it feels like Halle Berry would be, was that like a Blue Sky where they're like, look, we'll send the offer. There's no way she'll say yes, but hey, let's shoot for the fucking stars.
Maybe it's one of those like, hey, try it out. And if you actually like it, tells people, and maybe she just loves it that much.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe she just maybe she owns it.
Did her video say hashtag ad? Because if you have to do that if it's like an actual paid endorsement, but if you just like a thing, you don't have to do that.
Good question.
Because I know that a lot of people on the internet have been like questioning whether or not people are just like, because think about it. Let's say I get paid for something, but I don't put hashtag ad and I just go, no, I just truly love it.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's going to come for me, right? Yeah. Like technically, maybe I'm breaking a rule, but who the fuck's going to come for me?
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I can barely. Hold on. I'm not sure what's happening here. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Sorry, bud. I couldn't barely hear you. This is Staunch.
Oh, it's Staunch, everybody.
Staunch.
Yes, sirs. How you doing, bud?
Wait, did you open the call with your catchphrase? Did you do gah when we answered?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
I like that you like your character that we created for you.
Yeah, you're welcome, by the way.
So you're calling in.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to maybe watch it later. He made a video shitting on us. Or saying we were attacking him.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, no. But like,
who gives a shit?
Yeah, so wait. No, it wasn't a...
Go ahead. That? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, guys. I'm having a little trouble hearing y'all, guys. I'm sorry.
All right. Hang up on him.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no, I can hear you. I just feel like when I start talking, it breaks up or something. But I'll just ignore that.
So are you we wanted you to call in months ago when we were watching the documentary. How come you didn't call in then?
Was that whenever I was in the chat with talking to you guys?
Yeah, you got it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't recall why I didn't call in.
So what changed? Are you upset? Are you upset with us? Are you trying to extend an olive branch? You want to be friends with us?
Oh no, dude. It's like no, nothing really. Like that stupid, that little silly video I made, it was just like a kind of a, I just wanted to, how else can I put it, defend my buddy Jake, really, you know what I mean? And kind of, I don't know, just have some fun, really. I thought it was kind of a silly video, and, you know, just kind of, I guess because there was like no pushback on any of the stuff. I thought it'd be funny to, you know, say my little piece.
All right. Well, how's Jake feeling these days? Do you talk to him on the regular or what?
Yeah, you know, we're in contact pretty often.
Is he a fan of the show? Is he a fan of the show now?
Not that I know of.
Why not?
I'm pretty sure, you know, none of these dudes really watch. Like, I recently, earlier today, I watched some of y'all's stuff. I was actually enjoying a lot of it. In fact, the stream I was watching earlier was fun. I like how y'all are showing some love to New Jack Corey.
Well, what do you think? What should this be? Should we have a showdown? Like, do you want to call us out for what we're doing? Because I think you do. You do kind of say that, like, we're attacking his family, or we won't, like, we're bullying or something. Now, I don't know for sure, but I'm sure you've made fun of things on your channel. Would that be fair to say?
For sure, most definitely.
All right,
and that's one thing I try to get a point across in the video I made. Like, yeah, you know,
hi, Jeff.
I've hated on a bunch of stuff. Like, I used to make videos where I would like watch new metal, you know, live performances and stuff, and just kind of, you know, comment rudely on everything. mainly because like they would get a little bit of views, you know, and it's fun. I guess it's kind of fun to do that too, you know.
So
I get it.
Are you coming around on our side now? Are you on our side? Like, if we asked you to pick a side, which side you picking?
What are the sides?
Us versus them, dude. Pick a fucking side.
What? Us versus them?
Yep. You're either with Jim and them or you're against us.
Yeah, it's India, Pakistan. You decide.
Well, I will say I'm enjoying y'all's content a lot now that I've actually taken some time to watch it.
Yeah, we're winning you over. It's what we do.
Friendship arc.
You know, it's, what's that?
Friendship arc?
Well, dudes, it's like I said, I don't really have a dog in any sort of fight or whatever. You guys clearly have a big, you guys know what y'all are doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do.
Being someone who's online and whatnot, you have to admire it, right?
Like, yeah, you do.
Shout out to you guys for doing what y'all are doing. And the only things I would see was when people would send me stuff, you know, when people would send me clips and whatnot. And, you know, maybe in retrospect, maybe the stuff I was shown may have sounded, or and maybe it was out of context, or I don't know.
Who sent you this?
Even all that being said, what's that?
Who was it? Who sent you? Give me a name.
A name? Yeah, I have no idea, but I just get messages on, like, Instagram, and I'm pretty sure in some comments on, you know, some random videos, whatever. I think that's how I actually first heard of you guys, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, man, what was the... Because I had heard of you guys before, I want to say before you guys got a hold of the box set and whatnot.
Do you watch a lot of The Boy Blue? Maybe that's why.
What was that?
Yeah, do you watch The Boy Blue? Maybe you heard about us from The Boy Blue. But...
Boy, blue. I don't.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But then, I mean, I guess, like, I like what you're saying, man. I appreciate it. You know, one content creator to another, like a YouTuber another. Yeah. But like, so at that point, I feel like you would probably owe us an apology.
Oh yeah, I can see where you come from that, because that's another thing too. Like, even in the video I made. Even in, like, the thumbnail itself, I'm like, in the descriptions, or how do you like that, you know, title or whatever?
Uh-huh.
And, like, right off in the video, I mean, I'm clearly having a good time. And it was really just kind of to defend my buddy, you know what I'm saying? Just like, he's a good dude, get the word out there, some sort of pushback on it.
Well,
that was the main thing.
So you apologized?
It was, like, really... Well, I will say that I could, I think I do owe you guys an apology for would be me thinking, that, like, just straight up thinking things wrongly, taking things out of context. Like, for instance, I was like, oh, these dudes they're over here dogging on Zen Feldman, you know? And then I watched the video and clearly you guys aren't, like, you know, I mean, obviously it wasn't what I was thinking, you know what I'm saying? And even in the video, I'm like, yeah, I don't really watch their stuff, you know, it openly. So it was just more of a lampoon. It was like a thing like that. I didn't think you guys would even take me seriously or watch it even, you know, like, why would y'all?
Well, you can apologize to Mike first.
That's which one of that? I'm not familiar with all you guys yet, if I'm being honest.
I mean, you could just apologize to him.
To Mike?
Yep.
Hey, Mike. I apologize, Mike.
Oh,
I'm
thanks.
Sorry, Mike.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I mean, it's a lot.
Now you can apologize to Jeff.
Guys. To?
You can apologize to Jeff now.
Yeah, sure. I apologize to all you guys for getting things, for
well,
if
but
I got
to,
anything wrong.
But to Jeff specifically, I think.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff. I am sorry, my buddy Jeff. I'm sorry if I took anything out of context, and you know, and kind of, I don't know if I people that were telling me I don't sink to their level, you know, I don't think I even, you know, I don't think there's a level to be sunk to. So,
all right, now,
yeah, you know,
now that you're leaving, there's one man you've left out of the apology circle.
How can I forget Jim?
Yep.
No, guys, I mean, for sure. Jim, especially, I mean, I'm assuming it's your show. Like, I do apologize, too, for anything that I got wrong or took out of context. And, I mean, that's the only honest thing to do, right? I mean, cause,
yeah.
especially after watching somebody else's content, I get it. You know, it wasn't what I was thinking a lot of it. But
well, I got to ask you one question. Okay. I got to ask you a question.
Yeah,
we haven't watched the video on the show yet. We'll probably watch it because we have hours to fill. But there's a point where you weirdly edit Mike out of the video and act like he's not there when he's there. Why did you do that? Like, there's a point where, no, Mike does get up. Like, you get up for a second. But there's a point in the video where you're back in your seat, and he edited it to make it look like you were still not in your seat.
Weird.
And you can, because you hear your voice. You hear Mike talk, and you're not there. What the fuck was that about, bro?
I just thought it was funny. You know? I thought it was stupid. like I said.
No, you thought you were getting you thought you were getting away with something.
No, not at all. You know what's funny is in the video, I even put that there was altered content.
All right, well,
I took you out of it.
Because now that I think about it, you edited Mike out of that video so that you didn't talk shit about him. So I think you should rescind your apology.
Actually, yeah,
that you gave to Mike.
I feel like you don't even have to apologize to me.
The whole thing's just a stupid joke, really. I mean, that's what it was.
Well, here, you can unapologize to me.
Yeah, no, can you rescind your apology to Mike?
Sure, Mike. Fuck you, Mike.
No. You got to rescind the apology.
Yeah, no. There's a difference between talking shit and unapologizing. I just need you to unapologize to me.
I'd apologize.
All right.
The only serious part of the whole video, though, like that I honestly did, the only reason I did it is I wanted to just straight up come out and defend Jake and Corey a little bit.
What did Jake say about us? Behind closed doors, what does Jake say about us? What kind of homophobic things does he say?
Nothing.
No, I'm serious.
No one really talks about you guys.
The only reason I was responding
is because of like the clips I was getting and whatnot.
No, he called us Jim and they them. He called us Jim and they them. He did that. He did that to E-Rock. He called us Jim and they them. So what other homophobic things does he say?
Sounds a bit transphobic to me.
Yeah.
I have no idea, man. I don't know what Jake said about you guys. that's out there, though. That's pretty funny.
Well, I appreciate that you apologized and then unapologized to me and then apologized to Jeff and then apologized to Jeff.
We appreciate you calling in. We appreciate the apology. Now I have a very important mission for you. I have a very important top secret mission for you. Do you have a pen and paper?
A pen and paper?
Yes.
One sec. Does it have to be a pen and paper? Can I open a notepad or something?
Yeah, notepad.
Yeah,
fine.
Whatever. I don't want a digital paper trail, though. I want a physical paper trail.
Hold on one sec.
All right.
All right, what's up? Before.
Okay. All right, so I want you to put one, write a number one, put a period and circle it. Now I want you to write
a period and circle it.
Yeah, just because it's bulletin one. Come on, keep up. All right, now I want you to write back to the sofa YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, I know those guys.
Yep. Listen up. Let me know once you get it written.
Got it.
All right, now I want you to write 30 days of hate comments.
Okay.
So every day I want you to go on their channel and I want you to write a hate comment on one of their videos. For 30 days.
Anyone?
Huh?
Anyone. Any of them.
Oh, well, they have to be recent. They have to be within the past like week.
Can you tell me like what exactly hate comment means in this context?
I'm gonna leave that up to you.
Just seem like a hater.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave that up to you.
All right. Got you.
Because here's what I want you to do. I want you, how like they talk about how the U.S. props wars up. You're gonna be our prop war. Okay. You're gonna be our Puerto Rico or Cuba. I don't know. What wars do we prop up?
Vietnam. Jeff? Vietnam.
Vietnam. See, that's going to be you. And this is the least you could do, honestly. No, no one in the chat. Chat Martin's like, I'll do that. No one in the chat do that. I don't want anyone that's listening to do that.
Yeah, we're not asking you guys.
I only want Staunch to do it.
What is this going to accomplish? I don't get it.
This is going to make us friends with them and you.
they and them.
Because the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Are you guys like commenting as
well? Or? We're just being friends with everyone.
Well, this is how we make friends, dude.
It's working so far.
Well, hey, guys, I will definitely consider that. That sounds like a fun project.
I don't know if I consider it. I don't have much confidence in what you're saying right now.
Yeah, let's get some ink on this.
I would have to come up with a way, I think, where I would at least think it's, you know, funny or clever or something, to, if I want to be commenting little things.
I like how you're thinking. I like how you're thinking. You're not just going to throw out the first thing that pops in your head. You're gonna come up with something comedic and fun.
Yeah, you know.
But this is just, this is a preliminary mission, Staunch.
Yeah,
this is
get us a treatment.
Yeah, Staunch, this is only a preliminary mission. This is just to test your loyalty. If you fail at this, I don't see a future with us, my man.
Hey, sounds good, bud. Can I get like a shirt or something if I accomplish this mission?
Yeah, you got to pledge your allegiance to Jim, though.
You might be able to get Mike's Lost Boys shirt.
We got a great shirt for you.
Chat Martin. Chat Martin gave Mike a shirt, and we will give that to you.
And it's got his boy on it.
It does. It has your boy on it.
All right, dude. That sounds like a good idea. Can I request something from you guys?
No.
You don't have to do it. It's just a request.
Let's hear it.
It's nothing really. It's just now that I'm watching the channel, that I'm watching you guys' content a little more. I think it'd be cool. I don't know if you guys have ever done it, but have you guys ever just done like a watch along to any one of the dude's movies or anything?
Oh yeah,
we do it on our Patreon.
Yeah, our Patreon has a lot of that
because we don't want to get hit with
shit.
I see what you're doing, Staunch. You're fucking so transparent, Staunch. You're trying to get our YouTube banned. You're gonna try to tell us to watch a fucking movie and get our channel banned. You're not fooling anyone, Staunch and Jake Perry and Corey Feldman. Get the fuck out of here.
I would like to see that. I cover his movies all the time. He uses the footage all the time, man. I never get any claims or strikes or nothing.
Yeah, the AI doesn't recognize his face.
Yeah, especially like the older, you know, more obscure stuff that I think you guys probably would have more fun with anyways. I'm just saying, as a viewer, I think I would like to see it. I didn't realize you guys were doing that already.
We did it a little bit, but give us some suggestions. I want 2 pages on each one on which ones you think are good, just so I can decide if it's worth our time.
I'll send you like some of my reviews of anything. There's plenty more than 2 pages in those. You can make your mind up that way.
You got to summarize that. I don't have all day.
Yeah. Put it through AI.
Yeah. I mean, I will. I mean, I just think that's just something I'd want to see. And like the whole thing, the whole reason I even responded to any of these dudes or anything, said anything negative or whatever, was strange. Just because I wanted to defend my buddy Jake, you know.
I know you keep saying that.
I respect
that.
The guy a lot.
Yeah. You got to lose
that's
this
the only
Jake
reason
guy.
I just want you guys to know. Hey, man, I'm nothing personal. I don't care what y'all think about me, but I'm not really a nasty guy or nothing. So I just, you know, it's like one of those things like, oh, I don't want no one to not like me. Like, but at the same time, I realize how it is.
Well, you got to ditch the zero and get with the hero, Staunch.
Yeah.
What?
Stop eating shrimp with the wimps. Come eat lobster with the monsters.
Yeah, hell yeah. You're hanging out with a guy who doesn't even have that dog in him.
Hilarious. That was good stuff.
All right. Thanks for calling, right,
thanks, man.
Yeah, guys. Good luck on your stream. That's awesome. Good luck with the channel and everything, guys. And I hope to hear from you guys again sometime.
Yeah, real quick. Write number 3 on that piece of paper and write donate $100 to Jim and them.
I appreciate you guys, man. Probably if you guys don't mind, I'll show a clip on this to spread around on my posts and whatnot.
Yeah,
you
put it on your reel, dude. This better be on your fucking resume.
Yeah, for sure. I'll throw it on my IMDb and everything, and I won't delete nobody off it.
All right, cool, man.
All right, later, dude.
Bye.
I'm gonna send you guys a trailer to my short film I'm making, too, because I want y'all guys to see it.
All right,
send
man.
That to Gmail.
Thanks, dude.
All right, bye.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Who?
There he goes.
one, friendship arc. Never ends. Two, how did you get him to apologize to all of us? How did you take that guy and go like, hey, here's what this is going to turn into? You're apologizing to everybody by name in order.
And three, who was that?
Who the hell was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was Ga himself. That was the guy who edited the Jake Perry... The guy who said he knew what cocoa buns meant.
Yeah, yeah. He edited the Corey Feldman documentary we watched, and yeah, told us that it was outside the box or whatever.
Out of the box.
I mean, there's a few things there. If we go inside the call, because I found that a lot of people, maybe not a lot, but at least some people get vocal where they like don't like calls like that. I'm sorry, I love them. I love those calls, like whether it be Savage or something like that. Because yeah, I mean, I guess we could on one hand we could just start yelling and be like, you fucking idiot, fuck you, we're the best.
Or you'd like, be like me and just like cut it off entirely.
Sometimes that happens. I mean, we've gotten into like, you know, shouting matches with people or whatever.
Yeah.
But sometimes you want to sit in it a little bit. And to his credit, he hung in there at least a little bit.
I couldn't tell if he was authentic, but the longer he was on the phone, the more I realized this is probably real.
Yeah, I mean,
it's always hard to tell.
Yeah, to Chat Martin's, I forgot. Damn, Chat, you're right. Chat Martin in the chat, he was all giddy when the show was taken down. I can't believe that slipped my mind, but you're right. If you had reminded me that earlier, I probably would have been a little bit more vicious to him on the phone.
You. I think your Apple's comment though changed his mind. You changed him, Jim, by the Apple's comment.
Because I forgot about that. Who's on the line?
Hey, Zach from California, guys. Long time no talk. It's Universal.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Oh, what's up, man?
This is our boy from Universal.
Yeah, it is.
How's it going? I had to call in right after the guy told you he didn't know who left messages on a platform where your name pops up. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
How are you, man?
God on a stick. I run into Walmart. I come back outside. All you hear outside is like one side, tamales, tamales. The other side over here is like hot dogs. So it sounds like there's a whole bunch of like food-themed Pokemon outside. And I finally get inside to what I want to watch and what am I listening to. It sounds like a half-drunk Zen. So that guy's an editor for something?
Yeah. I like how the setup you had, it reminds me of when Don Rickles is in Dirty Work and he's like, and you got Arabs over here, la 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 la, everyone's sucking sand.
He was setting up a punchline.
Oh my dude, but between your rap and just being related to Don Rickles, God bless you, Jam. I fucking love you, bro. Like, there was nothing like watching you guys walk past the balloon guys. On top of that, it was so intense that I was asked by Beetlejuice and several, because I have a goal pass, so I'm there like, consistently. Dear God, yeah. I rarely get excited about things, so I'm sorry for being all over the top.
No.
I really got one guy I didn't get to meet on the bottom down there, and it's fucking amazing. Okay. So yeah, back to what I was saying earlier. Battle vests. That is my shit. I said a bunch to Mike already that I've done on Instagram. And as Jeff was saying earlier, battle vests are usually looked at like all one thing, but most people just do that weird metal thing where you have embroidered patches. And we got to do some badass, like, because I make all my own screens. I do all the HTV, and so we're just going to have some badass Wolfpack shit. So you guys put together whatever you want, send it to me, I'll make it for free, you can just wear it.
Dude, that's awesome.
That'd be fucking rad.
I really appreciate that. And yeah, I'm not sure if you heard our recap of when we ran into you, but definitely...
Oh, God, yes, I reposted it twice, and you made my life perfect, aside from going to Hill Valley yesterday. Dear Lord on a stick, you guys are the best thing I've seen all month.
Don't apologize for your enthusiasm, because it made our night.
I was going to say, yeah, you made our night. I mean, towards the end of the night, you by a cunt hair, you got edged out by a Nepo Baby Bodyguard. Just because...
I was so jealous. You got the fucking Nepo Baby Bodyguard, dude. Dear God on a stick. Yeah, I felt so bad for not going down. Well, I mean, I swore to God I saw Jim. I was like, motherfucker. Because I was literally just explaining to him, because my whole friendship with Corey Haim, and I mean, I knew him when I was younger from going to like Fangoria Con, and it's a whole other side thing, and just explaining all that out and how, like, my deep hatred for Corey Feldman got even more intense because I worked at Lore the Vampire, not Scary Farm, and he was dating my cousin's sister or whatever, or my friend's cousin's sister. There we go. Mm-hmm. So he comes through all the time doing his, you're one of us now, Macko. And I'm explaining all this, like, over-the-top crap to the balloon people, and all of a sudden you're like, is that fucking Jim? There's no way that's fucking... holy shit, that's fucking Mike, bro. Because you can't miss, like, the white hair and the tattoos. There's no way. So I just had to, yeah, I had to fangirl out for a second. I was waiting to finally see Jeff at the bottom, but there was only two of you. You know, so I was like, all right, well, maybe it's not. Maybe, like, you couldn't just get, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know. But, yeah. So fucking, I just appreciate you. I'm so over the, yeah, this is awesome.
Wait.
It's like talking to Dumbledore for the first time.
Wait, were you really talking about our show when we walked by? It was one of those situations?
Yeah. I hang out with the balloon people. They sell their shit there. They're literally like the best place to stop, catch your breath before you even want to, like, do I want to waste the time to go to Jurassic World and deal with all those teenagers? Or should I just go into Hogs Meat and get a butterbeer and enjoy myself? Yeah, I was literally just explaining. I don't enjoy many things. So to a very brief summary here, my brain does not produce any of the happy Earth okay chemicals to any real degree. So I take a lot of medication. Like, I technically can't feel love. Like, I know I love my kids because it hurts when they don't see me, but I come at nothing from an emotional angle. Like, I'll never be, oh my God, you tried. It is never a thing, ever. Like, I make decisions and then get emotions from them, not the other way around. So when I get excited as I am now, per se, like, when I went down in Strickland, instead of giving me the attention split, made me a fucking hall monitor. Dear God, my life was complete. Yeah.
Oh,
so
rocks.
I was so stoked after, like, watching this giant arc on your fucking, your channels. Because I had no idea. Like, I originally, you brought up Back to the Sofa. I started watching them because they brought up the fact that Corey Feldman made music. And I was like, fuck that guy. There's no way. And then it led into, like, okay, well, their videos got old. It's just pretty much the same thing over and over and over again. I really don't enjoy their banter at all. And all of a sudden my YouTube channel is like, you're probably going to enjoy this. And the first one I saw was the, oh my God, dear God, how long ago was it? Anyway, I'm not going to start that shit because I'm going to sign that guy before me and I refuse that shit. Let's go to stand up for my friend Corey. Ah, I hate that. Anyway, yeah, I was explaining you guys to them with this amount of enthusiasm. And then I got into some kind of weird fever dream because you were just fucking
we
right
just
there.
We just walked by. Then, dude, that would be barely, insane. Talking about us and we just walk by.
Your fucking photograph. I honestly expect you to be who the fuck's the dude in the, like, a Hogwarts scarf. So thank you very much.
No. It was exciting. Again, you heard us talk about the day. You were a stop on the trip of our day.
Yeah. Yeah. That was great.
Dude, friendship art.
Hell yeah. Rad.
So you say you nothing excites you.
But yeah, thank you so much.
When you guys come back to California, I mean, I know you're doing Horror Nights, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we'll be doing Horror Nights for sure.
Fuck yeah. Well, my lady, I'm doing my best in the world to get back with, the only woman I've ever cared about. I'm back to Vegas, so I'll be coming out there soon. If I come out there, I'll let you guys know. I'll be fucking sick.
That is
hell yeah, absolutely.
Once again, Mike, I sent you, I was decently known for making these Spider-Punk vests, and in fact, I got a cease and desist letter, which I can also send you that from Marvel, thank you very much, but yeah, I sent you the pictures of that. I also make full Harry Potter subscription boxes, but I do, like, battle vests. I also sent you the picture of the video of that, actually, and then everything else I do. So basically, it's all just HTV. I can make everything from mugs to hats to fucking any of that shit. So you guys just literally send me what you need, and if you wanted to pay for shipping, that'd be cool, too, but I'll just make everything else and send you for free. Just wear that shit.
Dude, thanks, bro. That rocks, man. That rules. We appreciate it.
We'll be in contact.
You know, you guys are my favorite. Yeah, you're my favorite things on the planet. I appreciate the hell out of you guys. Yeah, yeah. I cannot believe you had that amount of patience with the guy before I called. Fuck all of, I just have no, there's no nice bone in my body. Like, the amount of Adderall I will not have to take to just deal with that shit to sleep is fucking crazy.
Well, best of luck trying to sleep tonight, bro.
Well, hey, yeah, we'll see you later.
We'll be on for quite a while.
My body does not work like that. Although, you guys are going to be up for fucking, like, 40 hours
just
now?
Don't sleep and just watch, hang out with the stream for 40 hours.
Oh, shit. Oh, you know, that's actually very true. I can actually do that. But, all right. Yeah, fuck yeah. We'll do that. All right. I'm just going to keep commenting. Yeah, I'll get off the phone so you guys can be more entertaining. Guys, I had to call in for the first time.
Drink some coffee, wake up or something.
We'll back.
Later, Wolf bro. Back. Later.
Later, brother. We'll back.
Good guy.
Oh, that's great.
Good guy.
Yeah, good dude. That's awesome. Well, it's funny because that's like the perfect guy to have recognize you, because I mean, even though he says he doesn't get excited about stuff, but at least, like, we were the thing he gets excited with.
Yeah,
because maybe it's happened before where some people are like, oh, it's those guys from, I've seen those guys YouTube channel, but they don't come up and say anything.
I fucking hate those guys.
Yeah, like, oh, it's those fucking guys. Those probably just, I want to suck them both Mike, off.
I'm not ripped enough them. For Mike to see me.
Yeah, oh, no, Mike.
Look at me.
but then we just walked by. But then this guy, he knew
better.
Because I swear, like, we mentioned before, but he just starts yelling, like, Jim of them, Jim and them, Wolfpack.
Wolfpack, fuck Corey Feldman.
Fuck Corey Feldman. And we're just like in Universal, we're like, this is so awesome.
Well, one of these days, it's going to be the last scene of Sopranos, though. You hear that and you go,
yeah, cut to black.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine talking about a thing you're stoked about to someone, and then the people that make that thing are just like, hey, we're here.
The closest I have to that is a friend of mine. I wasn't even there for this. Maybe it was a lie, but apparently it happened. as a few of my friends, they were out at where were they? It was somewhere in Boston. I think it was just it might have been like a festival or something. And someone as a joke, like there was a tall black guy and they were like, oh, look, it's Manute Bol. And then my other friend goes, that's not Manute Bol. That's Manute Bol. And then Manute Bol was right over there.
No way.
Yeah.
Hello, Boston.
It's me.
It's me, Manute Bol. I love your city. He's getting cats out of trees and stuff.
But yeah, I know. That's got to be wild. It's like trying to explain it. Like, yeah, no, they have this channel. They talk about Corey Feldman.
There
they are.
They're walking past.
Yeah, you guys are just walking by kissing.
Yeah, we're holding hands kissing.
That's cool. He said he he's a scare actor at Not Scary Farm.
Yeah.
I'd like to learn more about that. That's dope. But shit, I guess, is that a fucking show?
I think that's a show, bro.
We're not done. We got to finish up the podcast portion.
This was the episode.
Yeah, this is the episode. Next, we pop our little dicks out.
Yeah.
Get to cranking.
This is the buildup before the dicks pop out.
It's Pug Patrol all night.
It's time to crank that hog, baby.
Remember, when we yell Pug Patrol, you got to jerk your stinky little dick.
Wait, hold on.
Imagine doing this show and someone's like, that rules.
This is great.
I'm going to love this.
Yeah, I'm sipping my morning coffee. I'm like, yeah.
Pug Patrol.
Pug Patrol.
Wow. My favorite moment of the show is Pug Patrol.
Oh.
Pug Police.
Favorite part of the show.
I mean, how do you choose something other than juke your dick?
I forgot. Like, these things I forget about. Well, we always do. We always forget about these things. But yeah, juke your dick.
Clownvis Presley.
Clownvis. Sean Astin.
Sean Astin. Friend of the show, Sean.
What else? Oh, the staunch apologies.
The friendship arc has never been more real than it is right now.
Yeah, Dash Rendar calling in.
Ooh.
My hip hop track. This has been a packed episode.
Really has been packed.
For a goddamn streamathon.
Yeah, packed to the brim. The goddamn brim.
Packed to the goddamn brim.
And like it's only, all up from here.
Yeah, it's only going to get better. If you're listening on the podcast, you're missing out.
If you're listening on the podcast, there's a good chance we're still streaming unless you're listening way later. If it's Sunday or Saturday, we might still be live. So come check out the streamathon, baby.
Oh, my God. Shit. But actually, I just realized... I don't think I even posted part two on the podcast from last weekend.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Actually, right. When I was checking Spotify, it wasn't there.
Yeah, I got to add that. I'll have to do that in a minute.
This is the fun thing, though, about the streamathon. Yeah. Happened last year. You get to see us put stuff on, on the Patreon afterwards. Speaking of which, patreon.com/Jim and Them is where you can get all of our bonus stuff. Hey, did you used to hate us and now you love us and you wish that we'd talk over movies? You can find that at patreon.com/Jim and Them. Do you like our show, but you wish you could hear all sorts of different stuff? You like us as people, you want to hear other situations other than just the traditional Jim and Them? That is what the Patreon is for. It is not one of those fly-by-night, crappy, 30-minute bonus episode, once-per-month bullshit. It is all sorts of bonus extra stuff. We've been on there for like a decade, so there's tons and tons and tons of stuff. We've been having a shitload of people join. Tons of people are loving the Patreon. You can even join a free tier where there is like 17 or 18 free shows just to check out exactly what we're doing, see if it's for you. And if it is, which it probably will be, you can join, stick around just like everybody else is and have a great time. Jim, what do we have on the Patreon for people right now?
Oh my God, we got movie commentaries. We just uploaded, what is it, Working Man?
Yeah.
The new Jason Statham action banger.
I'm in another movie that's kind of that other movie.
You can watch Working Man with your boys. There's also plenty more movie commentaries, but that's our recent one.
Hundreds, I would say.
Yeah, there's hundreds for sure. We also got a... What the fuck? Oh, there's a Watch This where we talked about Thunderbolts and some other recent releases. So
yes.
If you're into movie talk, we talk about some films that we saw and what we thought, our thoughts on them. What else? We also have got... our Part Zero from a couple weeks ago. Jeff and I talking about WrestleMania. WrestleMania 41, which I did go to night one with courtesy of Mike Steele. We also got Pitchstorm and Ain't Easy.
Oh, the last one's a good one, the most recent one.
Yeah, we pull a character and a plot. We pitch our own film up against an AI pitch. And spoiler alert, we're always the better ones. But there's a recent one there. This is just a small taste of the bonus extra content you can find at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Amazing, but that's not it. What if they went to shows at whatyouknow.com, Jim? What would they find there?
Ooh, I host a podcast discussing television shows with Jacob Burrows, who you may hear later on, or you will hear later on in the streamathon. I heard he has something prepared. I don't know what it is yet. It's a surprise. But I host a podcast discussing television shows at showswithyouknow.com with this gentleman. You can find it there.
That's amazing, Jim. Amazing,
yeah,
Jim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Jeff, what's up in the comedy world of Las Vegas, Nevada?
What's up, my penis? Up your butt. You're gay, not me. If you're on top, it's straight.
You're gay.
New news in the Vegas comedy scene. If you're on top, you're straight. Spread it.
All right, I will. My endorsement this week. They shadow dropped the worst kept secret in video games, the Oblivion remaster. It's on everything. I actually never played Oblivion back in the day. It's one of those games where you're going to go, oh, okay. If you've been playing Skyrim for a long time, you're going to remember like how old Oblivion technically really is. But it's also still really good. There's lots of good stuff in it. Having never played it before, I've been enjoying it quite a bit. I think it's like only $40 too, something like that. Either way, that's my endorsement. I've been putting a lot of time into the Oblivion remaster on the PlayStation 5, but it's all over the place. You can get it on most systems. That's my endorsement.
Hell yes. And remember, we're not done.
Don't leave.
We're just playing this quick outro, and we're going to come back. We're hanging out. We're hanging out all night, ladies and gentlemen. What else are you doing?
And then all day tomorrow.
Yeah, and all day tomorrow. Night. Yeah. So on that, I'm Jim.
And we're there.
And we're out.
Word.